This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we studied what I called the cosmic Christmas story found in Revelation 12. You'll recall when Jesus was born, there were wise men from the east who discerned that a king had been born, and they came to do homage to him. Looking at the Christ child lying in the manger might not have struck awe and fear in their hearts. Now Herod was afraid, not because he understood who the child born to be a king really was, but his fear would have been justified if he had really known. Even during Christ's life here on earth, it was not evident to the throngs who he really was. Even the authorities didn't comprehend. Remember Pilate's inquiry in John 18 as Jesus stood before him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Later he asks rhetorically, "Are you a king then?" Jesus replied, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." Jesus knew who he was. Pilate put a plaque over Jesus on the cross, which read, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Now that was true, but he was more than the King of the Jews. Listen to his title as found in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 14. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. This Christmas, let's worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is worthy of our praise. And if you've never bowed before him and asked him to be the Lord and King of your life, why not do it today? You'll never regret it. And if you do take that step, I'd like to hear from you. Lud Goltz, Novelty, Ohio, 44072.